Oh, Mr. Andy.
Oh, what is it, Lightning?
What kind of present is you taking to King City?
Oh, when?
When you go to his Christmas Eve party tonight.
Oh, I ain't taking him nothing.
Oh, gee, that's too bad, Mr. Andy. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, what do you care if I ain't taking him nothing?
Because we is both taking him the same thing.
Campbell Soup bring you Amos and Andy. Well, today, Amos and Andy received many Christmas greetings. Both boys are extremely happy and are looking forward to Christmas Day. As the scene opens now, we find Amos in the front room of his flat. Andy has just entered, carrying a few packages. A small lighted Christmas tree sits on the table in one corner. In the back room, Amos's baby boy is asleep in his crib, and his little daughter is preparing for bed. Ruby and her mother have just gone out for a short while.
Well, come in, son, come in. You look like Santa Claus there with all that stuff.
Yeah, how is your boy? How is you?
Fine. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, same to you. Hey, that tree looks good.
Yeah, we fixed
wait
that up.
Let me lay these packages down here on the sofa.
Yeah, what you doing, kind of making the rounds, Andy?
Yeah, making the rounds, spreading good cheer. Boy, that is a pretty tree. Yeah, you got a lot of lights on there, too, ain't you?
Oh, yeah. We got a string of lights there, and the only trouble is with the lights, when one go out, why, the whole string goes out, so I got some extra bulbs, you know?
Yeah.
We just decorated that tonight.
Looks good.
Yeah, we ain't had time. Ruby and her mama has gone out to take a few things to some poor people that they know here in town.
Mm-hmm.
They be gone for about an hour. And then they're going to come back, and Ruby's mama is going to stay here with the children, and me and Ruby going over to the Kingfisher's party.
Oh, yeah.
We want to try to get there by 9:30. I think Kingfisher said they'd like to have us there between 9 and 9:30, somewhere like that.
Yeah, well, I'll be there, too, by that time.
Uh-huh.
Boy, it sure sounds like he's going to have a good party, all right.
Yeah, you know, well, he finally come around having some food and everything. I'm glad that he going to furnish the food instead of asking everybody to bring something.
Yeah, well, I'll leave these packages right here.
Leave me? What do you mean, going to leave all of them here?
Oh, sure. Here's one for Ruby, and here's one for Mama. Here's one for you, and there's a little something in here for your baby.
Oh, gee, Andy, that's sure nice of you to do all that. I don't even want you to be the whole Santa Claus.
Oh, that's all right. And here's a package for your oldest child, your little girl.
Gee, well, then, you certainly are Santa Claus this year. You're the most of them we ever got.
Yeah, well, I see a lot of stuff over at my place from your house, too.
Yeah, I dropped it off there, and I told landlord to put it in your room for you, and he said that he had a skeleton key for your door.
Yeah,
so
he got that.
He gonna put them there and keep them.
Yeah, well.
But like I told you, Andy, it ain't much, but we wanted you to know that we love you and we're thinking about you.
Oh, well, Amos, I feel better this Christmas than I ever felt. When did you open up your baggage?
All the kids usually get up early, Christmas morning. We all get up early. Start the Christmas morning off with doing that.
Yeah.
And now, don't forget, Andy, you promised me this morning, you know, that you'd be with me for Christmas dinner.
Yeah, well, that sure is nice of you, because other places that I was talking about going, they didn't work out so good.
Oh, you had some other places?
Well, they asked me, but I ain't.
Yeah, well, we want you here, and you know how close we are. I know that you like Lightning and the Kingfish and all of them, but I think me and you is as close as anybody.
Yeah, that's right. And it's swell, too. Well, I got to get going, son. I got to drop in on 2-3 people, say hello to them.
Yeah, well, okay. I'll see you over at the Kingfisher's house then.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you for the packages you left here. Sure was nice of you to do all that.
Oh, nothing at all, nothing at all. Say Merry Christmas to Ruby's mama for me, will you?
Yeah, I will. I'm going back now and see the kids.
All right, well, see you later, Amos.
See you later. So long, Andy. Sing forth the royal diadem and sound. Well, honey, you in bed?
Daddy, can I turn on the little radio for a minute before I go to sleep?
Well, just for a minute or two. I'll snap it on for you. There he is now. Let it warm up a few seconds. We don't want to wake up the baby with it, though.
Your music never wakes him up, Daddy.
Well, now, let me straighten your covers out a little bit here. Is you said your prayers?
Mommy heard my prayers before she went out, Daddy.
All right. Paul Taylor chorus continues with the Lord's Prayer.
Well, now, get under the covers, darling.
Daddy, could you get some Christmas music on the radio?
Why, darling, this is the very best Christmas music you could get. This is the Lord's Prayer.
I've been saying the Lord's Prayer with Mommy. She's been teaching it to me.
Yeah, I know she is.
What does the Lord's Prayer mean, Daddy?
Well, it means an awful lot, honey. And with the world like it is today, it seems to have a bigger meaning than ever before.
What does the Lord's Prayer mean, Daddy?
The Lord's Prayer? Well, darling, I'll explain it to you.
Oh, will you, Daddy?
Yeah, now you lay down and you listen. The first line of the Lord's Prayer is this. Our Father, which art in heaven, that means Father of all that is good, where no wrong can dwell. And then the next line is, Hallowed will be thy name. That means, darling, that we should love and respect all that is good. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. That means, darling, as we clean our hearts of all hate and selfishness and fill our hearts with love, the good, the true, and the beautiful, then earth will be exactly like heaven.
Oh, that would be wonderful, Daddy.
Give us this day our daily bread. That means, my dear, to feed our hearts and minds with kindness, love, and courage, which will make us strong for our daily task. And then after that, dear, the next line says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. You remember the golden rule?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, that means we must keep the golden rule and do unto others as we would want them to do unto us. And then the next line says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now that means, my darling, to ask God to help us do and see and think right, so that we will neither be led or tempted by anything that is bad. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. That means, darling, that all the world and everything that's in it belongs to God's kingdom. Everything. Mommy, your daddy, your little brother, your grandma, you, and everybody. And as we know that and act as if we know it, that is the real spirit of Christmas.
Oh, that's good, Daddy.
Well, now I guess you ought to turn off the radio and go to sleep.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, my sweetheart.
Daddy, will you leave the radio on when I go to sleep?
All right, I'll leave it on and you can listen to the Christmas music.
Thank you.
So, once again, with this annual presentation of the Lord's Prayer, we bring you sincerest good wishes for a pleasant Christmas day from Amos and Andy, myself, and the makers of Campbell Soups. You know, Christmas takes on a special meaning for all of us this year. And we hope that at your house there may be time out for the simple, lovely things that now mean more than ever. The old-fashioned Christmas carol, the lighting of the Christmas tree, and Christmas dinner with as many of the family as possible gathered round. Oh, it takes light and valiant hearts to see us through such times as these. So we are wishing each of you a very Merry Christmas. Amos and Andy in person will return to you tomorrow at this same hour. This is Del Sharpett speaking for Campbell Soups, bidding you all good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.